Portland Trailblazers look for a bit of revenge tonight when they host Phoenix at the Rose Garden. Now, they lost hard in Phoenix earlier this season, and by hard, I mean just that. The final score was 102-77. Portland is 8-1 at home. They're 11-8 overall. Phoenix is 6-11 overall and just 3-6 on the road. So on paper, you think that this plays into Portland's hands. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. Game time, 7 o'clock tonight. Catch that game right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. And then this Sunday, it's part one of this season's Civil War basketball series as Oregon hosts Oregon State. The surprising Ducks are 15-5 overall. They're tied for first in Pac-12 play with a record of 6-2. Oregon State has struggled in conference play after a great preseason. Beavers are 13-7 overall, but just 3-5 in conference play. That game is right here on KBND as well. 3 o'clock pregame and a 3:30 tip on Sunday. Just two games in the league of the NBA last night. Boston edged Orlando, and the Clippers toppled Memphis. Well, Indianapolis owner Jim Irsay fires back at quarterback Peyton Manning. The four-time MVP said earlier this week that the team facility, what with front office and coaching changes, is not a positive place for him as he rehabs from injury.
He's a politician. I don't know. I mean, look, he's, when it comes to being competitive, let's just say on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, we're both 11s, okay?
The Colts have until March 8th to decide whether to pay Manning a $28 million option or cut him loose. Now, the Colts are expected to take Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck with the first pick in April's NFL draft. Speaking of the NFL, since the season began in September, federal agents working at Los Angeles International Airport and Ontario Airport have seized 304 packages with nearly 11,000 counterfeit NFL jerseys. LA Times reports brand protection company Mark Monitor has identified 1,300 websites selling the questionable jerseys. Agents say most of the domain names linked to China. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.